Hi, this is Tracy Swedlow, Editor-in-Chief of Interactive TV Today and Radio ITVT, and the co-producer of the TV of Tomorrow show, which is coming up first week in December in New York City. Stay tuned for more info on that. And I am really thrilled to have Rich Affanato, who is the chairman, CEO, and co-founder of a brand new OTT video network called Stage, or thestagenetwork.com, which is all about theater. And of course, I'm very excited about that because if anybody knows me, I definitely have a big theater background too. So welcome to the show, Rich.
Thank you very much, Tracy. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I mean, I've seen, you know, little projects here and there pop up, but then they disappear. And now you've got something that is really out the door. It's actually, you just launched 2 days ago in preview. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We're really excited about it. And this is a project of love between myself and my two co-founders, Jesse Kearney, who is our COO and also co-founder, and Bobby Traversa, who is our VP. And, you know, between us, you know, it's so exciting to see this, you know, grow into what it is right now, and to be in, to borrow a term from the theater, to be in previews, that's what we're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 years ago, we sat at a hotel bar. We sat there together, and it began as a conversation, literally, that began, what if this, you know, what if that, what if we had original shows? And we sort of sat on it for a little bit, you know, talking about it. And then it became more of a serious conversation. And I went to a person that I know who did some website development for me, a man named Steve Jaluski. Went to him and I said, do you know anything about developing an OTT platform, like anything like that? And he was like, I'm a web developer and things like that. He's like, I really don't know much about that. And he said, but I know somebody who does. And this man named Ed Ludvigsen, we got in touch with him, and he became our chief advisor over the next 2 years. And we really focused on the marketing aspect and how to build and, the success of what we would do. And we sort of honed in on what kind of programming we'd be looking for. And, you know, over those 3 years, you know, there was a lot of, you know, as you know, it's like there's a lot of trial and error, a lot of learning, and a lot of good times and bad times. But, you know, we surrounded ourselves by a really good team who really believed in what we're doing. And it grew more and more and more. We raised money, you know, which is, you know, so much the easy part. Not at all.
That's good to hear.
I mean, it's not easy. You know, the difficult thing in a startup, you know, is you're moving forward, and it's hard to raise money for something that people, A, they don't really understand, you know, what it is, especially if you're doing something that hasn't been done before, and B, you know, they have nothing to see at all. So, you know, we had to have investors who really believed in us. All of that is basically the trajectory of sort of where we came from and where we are today. You know, for the past 2 days, it's very beautiful to see, you know, I say this all the time, it's like we work so hard and it's ours for so long, and then the day that we launch, it's no longer ours. We have given it as a gift, and it becomes our subscribers, because they are the ones who tell us what they like and what they don't like, and we can, you know, look through the analytics and decide, you know, how we're going to tweak programming and what we're going to do that's interesting, and continue on that path.
So let's go into exactly what it's going to offer and other specifics, like how much funding did you get? Can you say just sort of quickly?
Sure, absolutely. I probably can't say exactly how much we raised, but I will say this: we continue to raise as we go along, as we're licensing more material. But it is in the millions. I will say that.
Okay.
It is not. We are not. Let me say this. It was not above 10. And the thing is that we wanted to be as fiscally responsible and to do the best we can with what we had. And you know, a lot of people say, you know, to launch something like this, it's at least 17 million and above, you know, it's really difficult. But we knew from the beginning that the most important thing is that we are able to allow ourselves to build, so that we don't try to blow it all out of the water, in the beginning. But I will tell you, our programming, it's sort of, broken up into, overall, I'll tell you this about the programming is that one of the most important things to us is to bring new people into the theater, people that might not know or might not even imagine that they might be interested in the theater. And by doing that, so, you know, we're also introducing some popular formats, reality formats. We have a reality show that is about, competing for the next great American musical composers, and the winner gets their own Broadway show. So there are people that are interested in reality competitions that might not think they're interested in the theater, but this would probably get them in. I use Project Runway as an example. I'm not really into the fashion world yet. I will watch that show because of the competition aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So we have original reality shows. We have talk shows and we have concerts, and we even have a cooking show, which is interesting.
I saw that We Can Cook Too.
Yes.
Hosted by Jeff Blumenkrantz.
And each episode he brings a different Broadway star to make something with him, to cook something, and then at the end they sit down at the piano and he plays and they sing a song. So it's kind of like
lifestyle.
Hanging out in somebody's living room.
It's sort of like theater, behind the scenes lifestyle, how these people survive, right? Interviews about how they made
Sure.
You have documentary films that were already made. I think there's something coming in here by Stephen Tobolowsky. Tobolowsky? I don't know how to pronounce
yes.
his last name.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I interrupted. But you've got all
that's
kinds
okay,
of
no.
interviews with people who have been in shows. And what's that guy's name from American Idiot? What is his name?
Oh, you're talking about
Green Day. Green Day.
Green Day,
Billy Joe
Armstrong.
Yeah, right. I have no business not knowing that because he's from the Bay Area out here. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes, that's right, Billy Joe Armstrong. It's fascinating, this documentary, by the way. It's fascinating because they are in this process of, you know, putting this Broadway show together. And to be involved with that and to sort of see behind the scenes, you know, what it takes to do that. It's really exciting to see that, him coming from one world into the other, because it gives you an idea of what it takes to put a Broadway show together, you know, in the first place, but also to come from the world that he came from into the Broadway world. It's really exciting to see.
There's one documentary you're promising. I don't know if it's available or if it's already made or if you're going to be making it, called Showing Up. When I find that particularly interesting, it says it's an unprecedented look at the audition compiled from more than 50 interviews with notable artists, including Christian Chenoweth, Richard Griffiths, Zoe Kazan, Nathan Lane, Chris Messina, Sam Rockwell, and Eli Wallach. I mean, is that something that is original that you guys are coming up with? That'll be really fascinating for people in the theater.
It is not. It is something that we that is a licensed property, but something that we found, very interesting because it's, you know, it's hard for people to really understand just the seriousness and the embarrassment too, what comes with auditioning and also the wonderful stories, you know, that happen. There's a lot of ups and downs that happen, but I think normal people, I mean, people outside of the industry, there is a behind the scenes quality here that people don't get to see, especially with some of these really big stars. You know, you see Nathan Lane, you see Eli Wallach, you know, you see Kristen Chenoweth, and you get a chance for them to actually talk about their situation, you know, the way that they audition. You know, some of them hate auditioning, and then you get to someone like Kristen Chenoweth, which she says in the documentary, she says, "I happen to be one of those freaks that loves to audition."
Well, that's because she's so talented. When she walks in the door, and they're going to love her, well, you know.
you know, you would think that, right? You would think that was the case, but so many really big stars in the theater really hate it. And there's a lot of people who don't even audition well. You know, there's a lot of people who really are not good when they audition, but they would get the role and be fantastic.
Anyway, but most of the people listening, though, are interested in, what's going to make this a great TV experience. And other than the fact that I'm interested in audition, so I wanted to bring that up. But one thing that's fascinating to me is that you're creating a lifestyle network as well. It's not just about this medium and behind the scenes, but it's also, like you said, how they cook, how they do whatever behind the scenes. But also, I think I heard you're also going to go out into the field, as it were, look behind stock companies around the country. How do people survive? Yeah. I mean, it's becoming more even than lifestyle. It's sort of American culture and theater and how people, you know, wrap themselves around this. So it's a television network that's going to, I think, have a larger impact potentially, you know, on anybody that loves theater. So I'm having difficulty in capturing the right words to express this, but it's like it's bigger. It's going to be bigger than the sum of its parts, I think, eventually.
It's funny, early on, you know, when you put together a think tank, you know, and the staff sat around and, you know, I sort of challenged everybody to, you know, come up with, you know, what are we, you know, who are we? If you could put us into one sentence, what would you say? And the thing that emerged from that, from everybody, was one phrase, and that was a bigger place. And there is a specificity to what we are, but we are bigger. And we're presenting theater as a lifestyle brand, and you're right. There is more to being involved in the theater than just seeing something live. We feel like the way to get a new generation of people interested in the theater is for them to understand the theater as a lifestyle, for them to understand what it is, for them to understand the people behind it. And we feel like by presenting that, you know, look at shows like Glee and Smash, all of a sudden people were interested in, you know, musicals. And now, you know, we have shows about shows, we have, behind the scenes, and we have drama about the drama. But by seeing, you know, documentaries, which we think that people who love documentaries will enjoy anyway, based on the subject, because I know I like documentaries about many subjects. And then we have live performance, and it sort of runs the gamut through our live performance. You know, we have everything, you know, that runs the gamut from something very serious, as serious as Hamlet, and then something as fun as a show called Kiki and Herb Live at the Knitting Factory. It's a small, mm-hmm. it's a small show that people might not know, but it's comedy. And which is kind of exciting to see something new. And then we have TV and web series, which again are, you know, we have a show that is kind of the, a cross between the theater and The Office. So, you know, if you enjoy things like that, you'll enjoy this. We have films that are really thrilling, and hysterical and moving. And we have stage to screen adaptations, which are really awesome, because people will get a chance to see things in a medium that they can relate to. Again, people who haven't been to the theater, and they'll get a chance to see these stories on the screen. To answer your question about reaching out, you know, sort of being on the ground. You know, I think a really important thing for us is that we are not necessarily Broadway centric. We are theater centric. And that means theater is, there's so many different forms of theater, and there's so much theater out there that goes beyond Broadway. You know, there's so much that people feel is inaccessible. They think of the theater as, you know, sort of highbrow thing, it's expensive, and we want people to understand that it's something that they can relate to that is there. And that means, you know, by capturing and covering these regional theaters, but even down to community theaters, so that people understand, people are able to look at their own communities and to see what they have right there that they can relate to, because they can create where they are and be interested in something like our network, and that could lead to connection in their own community as well.
So I also want to find out about distribution, because, I mean, that is the one of the big problems of theater, right? And theater content is, it's only in one place at one time. So you're going to be distributing this, this whole experience, whether it's live or on demand, although I don't know if you mentioned live necessarily, but maybe that's down the road.
I'm sorry, I didn't. Yes, there will be live.
There will be live? Oh, okay, great. But I believe you're deploying it on Apple TV, Roku. Like, what are the other OTT platforms where people can access this? You can probably get it on your mobile phone, you know, just by accessing the website, maybe, or maybe not. I'm not sure.
Sure.
There's an app. You have an app, right?
It is an app, yes.
Yeah.
So you can access it on iOS on your iPhone. You can access it on Android, and you can access it on Apple TV and Roku. So that's where we are right now. You can, you know, you can Chromecast it if you want. So we're pretty much everywhere that you can see us on the go right now. You know, we wanted to be as accessible as we could be, in order to introduce this to as many eyes as we could. To just real quickly answer your question about live performance. We are licensing, live performance, really various different, projects, you know, including like theatrical projects, but live concerts as well. So we're licensing those, but we are also creating our own. We are we have plans to film several productions in the fall, and we will continue doing that with regional theaters across the country and here in New York. So we will supply our own production company, so that we can make sure that things that are here right now and relevant, we want to make sure that we are able to get those to our audience so they can see what's happening.
What about Playbill? Did they not, I mean, isn't this like a sort of a major competition for them? Because you could bring this app right into the show and get all those sorts of information about that show. Or do you have a relationship with Playbill? I'm not even sure. They don't even have their own app, do they?
I'm not sure about, I think they do have their own app, but, you know, but it is a, it's a very different It's a very different thing what we are doing. You know, we're offering full-length projects.
Well, you're a content network, but you could theoretically, if you have an app, you could launch relationships with all of these shows, with the production, you know, outlets, and, you know, create the metadata or the supporting information, create all kinds of
Absolutely.
Apps that might be related to the show before it starts, or something, trivia contests. I'm just sort of thinking ahead over and above your
sure.
your network itself, the relationships with established theaters in New York or elsewhere around the country. It might be an interesting way to expand, but.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it is something that we have thought about in our plans. I think the most important thing about us launching, I think what we wanted to make sure as we launched, that we are able to establish our brand as its own. And then at that point, we want to discuss partnering with these larger entities. I think it's so important that we let people know that we are new, and to show them why and how through our programming. And I do think partnering with one of these companies makes sense, absolutely, or helping each other in some way, or receiving, you know, content or sharing content. I think it makes a lot of sense.
And I noticed that you're free for now. I believe you're going to start charging on October 1st. You currently have a 30-day free trial for $4.99 a month, or the same trial for $49.99 a year. I mean, you know, that's
yes.
fairly competitive. I mean, there are other ones that are cheaper, CBS, but I mean, you're offering, you know, original content mostly versus, or, you know, things.
Yeah.
They're offering a lot of nostalgia programming and access to their,
sure.
their actual program. Anyway, it's not really apples to apples in that case, but it seems fairly reasonable.
Yeah, we want to, you know, we felt like it was, you know, also in doing a lot of market research too, we know that, you know, one of the drivers right now to subscribe is original content, and especially if it's interesting and relevant to the nature of your niche content. And so that was one of the important things for us, was creating that content. But, you know, as far as our pricing goes, we wanted to make sure that we were definitely competitive, but you know, one of the things with our free platform right now, and our free trial and our previews, you know, go to our site or our app. You know, if you go to watchstage.com or to our app and search the Stage Network, and you literally can press preview now. And, you know, most of the time when you press that on other apps, and, you know, you get trailers and things like that. But literally we have on preview now, we have some full films and full movies that we are releasing every week. And up until the time that we have our, again, theater terminology, our opening night, quote unquote, up until October 1st, every week, we're going to release options that are free, whether that be, you know, 1 week will be documentaries and we'll highlight documentaries. And the next week will be stage to screen. And then there will be 1 week that will be live theater. So that way we feel like we want to give our potential subscribers, paid subscribers, an opportunity for them to trust us and for them to see our content and to see if it's something that they want. And also we want to spend this time listening to them and, you know, watching and seeing if this is something they want and what they want more. So that it gives us a chance right now through this free period to really tweak where we need to tweak and make sure that we're able to retain our subscribers, and we want to make sure that we are, you know, giving them what they want, and new people who might look at this, and we want some champions out there who believe in what we're doing and to tell other people.
How do you feel about advertising and banners and things like that?
I feel great about it. I feel like it's essential. I feel like that's a big part of this. You know, digital advertising, digital marketing, it's so key, as you know, right now. And we think it's really important to be able to get, you know, eyes on what we're doing. And the interesting thing is our plan with what we are looking at will go beyond some of the low-hanging fruit, which you would look at the playbills, you know, and some of the other sites that, you know, are there for Broadway fans. You know, that is in the beginning, that's a large part of what we're doing. But we're, you know, reaching out to other performing arts and other, you know, independent film sites, you know, things that people might enjoy and might want to see some of the stuff on this channel as well. But the interesting thing is, you know, in addition to banners, we're scrappy folks over here. We really want to do some guerrilla marketing, and we want to test how that works for us. You know, we're in a theater town right here, and we have, you know, how many, I don't have the figures in front of me right now, but we have a significant amount of tourists that come through here to see theater. And there certainly is a way we're toward the end of the year right now, but there is a way that we can do some guerrilla marketing here. And we also can deploy our other people that we have across the country in various cities to do the same, and in smaller cities as well. You know, we believe a lot in connecting with some of the performing arts schools as well. We think there's a way to advertise to them, but sort of circling back around, yes to banners. Yes.
In some ways, you're doing something completely different than another type of network, in that there is already a built-in community or a group of people who are around the country who might want, you know, to have stage come visit their show or visit their school or whatever it is. I mean, there might be an opportunity to build like a franchise or, you know, something where stage can be sort of community driven. Is that a plan in the future for sort of community generated content from around the place, from around the country or elsewhere?
That's actually the plan now. Interestingly enough, we have a show that's in development, is very soon going to be shooting, which is an education-oriented show. And it is we have connections with various performing arts programs, which we will be involved with shooting documentary style, getting to know the people behind it, and shooting some of the performance of young people who are, you know, involved in their community. And it's interesting, you go to these different cities and you see the different kind of outreach that the community is involved in. And, you know, it starts with young people. It starts there. And so, you know, to see that kind of connection, even, you know, the kids sort of influencing the more seasoned adults, in many ways, I think it really does create a sense of community. And I think that is, you know, as Bobby, Jesse, and I were thinking about doing this years ago, and now here we are, you know, we always say to the rest of the team to keep your eye on the prize. And the eye on the prize is to, you know, we're doing this because we want to make a difference. And part of that difference is, you know, influencing, you know, communities that might not otherwise have been interested in this. Because we believe that theater, you know, by telling those stories, because theater, that's what it is. It's story driven. You know, we're telling stories and we're telling each other stories. We think that it, you know, by keeping our eye on the prize there with our content and with the way that we reach out to our consumers, we feel like, you know, that what our goal is to give. You know, that's what we think more than anything. It's not to take from our audience. It really is to give as much as we can and to give in new and exciting ways. So we want to be there. You're right. We want to be on the ground. We want to see people. You know, we want to do more than just you know, being a source of. Oh, it's funny. I'm sorry. I got off track because I was thinking about something I said earlier today, and I was talking about the difference between somebody that is interested in seeing a channel that that has a lot of different offerings, you know, subscribing to something because they have tons of videos. I think with a network like this, I feel like the people who subscribe to this are subscribing on an emotional level. I think it's not necessarily about how much we have, but it is about how unique the content is and what they can receive from it. And of course, you know, by building those passionate people who have supported us emotionally, that will, you know, it's sort of the everything sort of feeds off the other. You know, that will allow us to increase our library and to grow and grow and grow. So one feeds the other. But yes, we believe very much in what we're doing, and it's a passion for sure.
I want to ask some more specific questions about the sort of the network itself or the OTT platform. Did you design this in-house? Did you hire a third-party firm somewhere? Are you using, you know, available technologies that a lot of companies use to deliver recommended, you know, things that people might want, like artificial intelligence? I mean, you know, are you using personalization technology? I'm kind of curious about, you know, the underpinning of this OTT network. How can you talk a little bit about that, the building of this platform?
Sure. Initially, we were looking at building something proprietary, and you know, our advisors, when we started looking into this, you know, in order to raise the money that we needed to raise, and in order to get it done, we decided to go with something out of the box. So we went with VHX, who's now Vimeo, and so it's great to be able to utilize that platform and to be able to have the analytics that we need behind that. So that is essentially the platform that we're using. Mm-hmm. And there isn't, you know, beyond that, as far as the technology sort of beyond that and sort of where we're going after this, I do, you know, as I said before, you know, we're certainly looking to eventually build proprietary apps, platforms. But, you know, as far as like growing into sort of where technology is going and how people are, you know, watching, I do feel like, you know, things like VR technology are really exciting. And on top of this, you know, they're becoming ways even through over-the-top programs. I mean, I'm sorry, over-the-top. I'm sorry, even the out-of-the-box programs. What am I saying? To out-of-the-box programs that it's becoming more and more possible to be able to do that. So that's where we are as far as our platform goes.
Have you checked in to see if people are signing up? I'm hoping that they are. I mean, with more and more press, people will find out about it. I mean, how else are you promoting it? How are people finding it? I think you
yeah, some... we are, you know, we're very happy right now. Yes, people are signing up, which is very exciting because, you know, as you launch something, you know, you have dreams of what if nobody signs up at all. Mm-hmm. We're getting a great, you know, for being here, you know, for the first 2 days, you know, we're in the hundreds right now, which I'm happy with for the first 2 days. And we do have a marketing and advertising game plan over the next 6 weeks so that we can build upon what we have. We feel like the first week, there is a lot of introduction to the people that are finding out about us on the internet, through social media, through press, and we will begin more native advertising beginning the second or third week, and we will start upping, as you said, digital marketing and advertising as well. Our plan is to build, you know, that I think that is the thing that was really important from the beginning, was not to not to expect too much too soon. You know, it's a very, very difficult very, very difficult market to enter into as it is, and we have something so unique. So, you know, it's really important for us all as a company to understand that this particular, the eyeballs being on us, it's not going to happen overnight. We have to be as aggressive as possible. So you will see us over the next few weeks being a lot more aggressive, and you will see, hopefully the idea will be that, you know, if you turn on your internet machine, that you'll be really sick of seeing stage. So, you know, we really, really want to be out there so that people, you know, get a chance to experience, you know, what we are and the difference that we are, compared to, another company that is, an SVOD. I think it's really important.
And what about licensing and relationships with larger organizations like the Barbican or Royal Shakespeare? And, you know, I don't even know if they would work with you, but is that a possibility down the line, do you think?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, first of all, we do have some good relationships, and some of our relationships are basically based on, let's launch and let's see how things go over the first few months, and then let's move forward. So we actually have put some things in place with several theater companies about their existing content and licensing it, and also shooting some of their new content. And they're in various large cities. They're very prominent regional theaters there, which we'll do. And you talk about sort of the larger ones when you talk about the Royal Shakespeare and companies like that. You know, there is, you know, we have licensed a few great productions. We have a production of Hamlet that was, it's a production at Manchester's Royal Exchange Theatre. Mm-hmm. And it's with a female playing the role of Hamlet. It's fantastic.
And I see it listed here. Yeah, it looked interesting.
Yeah, you can actually see it for free right now on our platform, which I would suggest, you know, people do, because it's thrilling. But yes, with some of the larger licensors, it's not an easy thing right now to obtain titles. We've done really well with some of the smaller licensing companies, and we've been able to come close to some really good deals with some of the larger ones. And I think it's the same kind of situation where it's, let's see how you do when you launch and let's talk. You know, we've already even gotten down to numbers with some of these companies so that they're ready, you know, when we are ready and we are there. So it's, you know, a lot of it is a numbers game. But definitely there is interest in there. There's some larger licensing companies that really do believe in what we're doing and are sort of willing to work with us, which is really exciting because they want a long-term relationship there are more, believe it or not, there are more filmed, there's more film theater than, I mean, even I realized that theaters sort of have, a lot of theaters kind of have it sitting in a piano bench somewhere. I mean, seriously, things that they have filmed that haven't been licensed, and they're very large theater companies. So I hope that answered your question. I mean, yes, there are larger projects that we are not only going to film, but that we are licensing as well. So there's a large part of licensing what we're doing, not only films and live theater.
Well, you better find, you know, several billion dollars if, you know, but Netflix and these guys are hundreds of millions, billions of dollars. Maybe you'll have to get some funding to invest in more content that way. But I think this is a good comprehensive overview. It looks, like I said, I'm, you know, really excited about it. I look forward to clicking my start my free trial, which I've just signed up for. All good. I should have done that before I called, but I looked at the website and realized I hadn't signed up yet. So I will enjoy perusing it.
I hope you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully down the road, there might even be opportunities for interactivity, but let's get the content, let you get the content out the door first, obviously.
Absolutely.
Most important thing.
It's all about the conversation with the people, isn't it? I mean, it's all about having a relationship, you know, so interactivity is a really important thing to us.
All right, well, good. We're hopefully going to see you at our New York show, and we can discuss that offline. Don't get off the phone yet, but I want to thank you so much, Rich Affanato, who is the co-founder and CEO of, and chairman of, The Stage Network. Their corporate site is thestagenetwork.com. You can go to watchstage.com to sign up for this, or download the Stage Network app on your iOS or Android devices on their app store. So thank you very much, Rich.
Thank you so much.
Break a leg. Break a leg.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. This is Tracy Swedlow, and signing off from Radio ITVT. Be sure to check out all of our podcasts at itvt.com/podcast, or the latest announcements about the TV of Tomorrow show conferences coming up next in New York, so if you get December. Take care.